Today's scripture reading is from Mark 4, 35 to 41. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
Peace. Be still. In my own life, it isn't often an invitation that I am in need of. Be still. Let me be God. You don't have to do it all. Be at peace. Sometimes it's not an invitation from God. Sometimes it's a command, like the command to the stormy seas. Be still, Cindy. Be at peace. I'm God. You're not. Peace. Be still. The story of Jesus calming the storm provides an invitation for us to consider how it is that we respond to fear. How it is that we respond to storms in our lives. How it is that we respond to the unknown. Now, I'm not someone who thinks that faithful people do not have fear. Faithful people are afraid all the time. That's part of why it keeps showing up in the Bible. God and or God's messengers are constantly telling people, "Do not be afraid." And so I think the problem is not the fear, but instead the response to fear. When we respond in fear, then we've missed the opportunity to respond in faith. And so today's story becomes an invitation for us to consider how we hear and respond to this man, Jesus, this man who is able to command the wind and the seas. It is an invitation for us to hear and respond to a God who keeps reminding us over and over, be still. And so rather than preaching at you about that, I'd like for us to do something a little bit different together. And me saying that, of course, just made some of you a bit fearful. But I hope that you'll just walk with me. Walk with me in a guided visualization that I've adapted from Tracy Marks. It is simply a time for you to rest in some silence, for you to contemplate, and for you to be still with God. Don't worry, I will talk you all the way through. And so just now, I want you to close your eyes as you feel comfortable. Find a position in the pew that is as comfortable as you can make it. Perhaps open up your body, press back your shoulders, put your feet firmly on the ground. And prepare to visualize with me, to see with your mind's eye and use that in prayer. Some of us are more able to visualize than others. So do not worry about whether you are getting this prayer right. Simply relax into a time of connecting to God in your own way. Whatever happens in this space will be right for you. And so you are invited to follow my suggestions or to also allow your own heart to lead you. So begin by breathing deeply. In. Out. In. Out. Allow thoughts of the past or worries of the future to fade away and settle into the present moment. I invite you to imagine a boat on a sea. This could be a crude wooden fishing vessel like the one that Jesus and his disciples were on, or it could be any kind of boat that comes to your mind, perhaps even a boat you enjoy taking out to Raystown. Imagine a boat on the water. You are one of the passengers in this boat, and although you are aware that there are others, they don't capture your attention. Look around at the sea. Notice the waves. Notice the horizon. Notice the clouds. Smell the sea smells. Hear the sea sounds. Feel the gentle rocking of the boat. It's getting darker. Gray, dense clouds have filled the sky. Those waves that were calm are rough and choppy. Lightning flashes. Wind whips at the boat. You have to hold on tightly to your seat so that you're not thrown out. A storm erupts, and you are frightened. As you look about you, you notice that there is a man sitting next to you who is asleep. You notice that he looks a lot like Jesus. You look closely at his face and realize that it is Jesus, right next to you, right beside you, even in this storm. But he's asleep. Should you wake him? Couldn't he help you? And so you wake him up, however that happens in your imagination. Gently or quickly, you wake him up. Jesus, don't you care? Don't you see this storm will kill us all? Wake up. Help us. Help me. Jesus wakes up. He looks at you, and in his eyes you see compassion and understanding. He keeps looking at you. Why are you afraid? You start to tell him about the windstorm and the dangers of being at sea, but you soon realize that with his question, he is not asking you about the storm on the sea. He is asking about the storminess within your life. Perhaps it's a storm that has been thrust upon you. Maybe it is a storm of your own contriving. Maybe it is a storm that is in the world around you. And you look back at Jesus and you tell him about that storm. Tell him about your fear. Tell him what it's like for you. Within the privacy of your own heart, talk to Jesus honestly, asking for the help that you need, asking for the peace you need, asking for the stillness that you need. Help us to hear your calming words for us, O God. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Amen.